Today, the Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, delivered an affidavit to the Office of the Public Protector alleging possible political interference in the recruitment process of the Western Cape Provincial Commissioner of Police. This follows SAPS' announcement on 28 October 2019 that the position of Provincial Commissioner will not be filled, but will in fact be re-advertised. Minister Fritz previously condemned this as it points to top-level ANC interference in the management of SAPS and government recruitment processes. Minister Fritz said, according to Section 207(3) of the Constitution of South Africa, the National Commissioner, with the concurrence of the Provincial Executive, must appoint a woman or a man as the Provincial Commissioner for the province. But if the National Commissioner and the Provincial Executive are unable to agree on the appointment, the cabinet member responsible for policing must mediate between the parties. It is on this basis that I have made my complaint. Minister Fritz added, as per the Constitution, only if there is a disagreement on the appointment of a Provincial Commissioner between the National Commissioner and Provincial Executive must the cabinet member responsible for policing, in this case Minister Bekitele, mediate, or in this case re-advertise the position. I want it to be on record that there never was disagreement between the Provincial Executive and the National Commissioner over the appointment. There were, however, objections and allegations from the ANC's Fayez Jacobs and Jeremy Viery, who were not included in the panel. Minister Fritz said, I am disappointed that ANC members and rumours of interference from national-level politicians have derailed an important process, setting back our urgent need to fill this post so we can bring safety to our residents. It is alleged interference that I have asked the Public Protector to investigate. In the interim, I believe it is the best course of action by the National Commissioner to advertise the post as it has been compromised by the ANC. I hope that this second process will not be similarly derailed post facto. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety remains committed to using every tool at its disposal, as defined by the Constitution, to safeguard the Western Cape.